Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, host of The Big Story, Canada's longest-running daily news podcast. For 6 years now, we've been telling one story a day, every one of them about something that matters to Canadians. This spring, though, we're going deeper. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt, the inside story of Ontario's Greenbelt scandal. From political games to stag and doe parties, endangered species, RCMP investigations, and Las Vegas massages, you will hear the full story straight from the people who broke it. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt. New episodes every Monday starting April 22nd, and you can get them all by following The Big Story wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are a sub-science here to make things make sense.
Today we are talking about salads. We, in a previous episode, had a little debate about this, and then someone messaged us and was like, I'm still waiting for the salad episode. So today we are talking about the history of kale, the science of salad dressing, and we'll be having truly the greatest debate of all time about whether salad is even worth eating.
Wow.
It's going to be feisty.
I know. I actually just forgot until this moment that we are like so polarized about salads.
I'm really excited to talk about it. We'll get there in a bit. Like, I actually am, because I feel very passionate about it.
Yeah, no, it's true. I sense that passion in my life. That's true. Get ready to fight to the death.
Have you seen Lil Nas X's new video?
Okay, wow.
We kind of were like, we should talk about that on the pod, and I'm obviously like, I do not know how to get there if you're not gonna bring it up.
I like panicked. I was like, should we do a pop culture section off the top? Have you heard of Lil Nas X's new video?
Yeah, what do you think about it? I know you're a super fan of Lil Nas X.
Yeah, well, I do this thing with Mitch where sometimes with celebrities, I look at him like, yeah, maybe a little tipsy or something. I go, they're going to be famous forever. Watch them pivot. And like I said it about Justin Bieber whenever a new album would come out. Because Mitch, okay, this is a salads thing. Mitch would go, Greg, no one's famous for it. Like, Justin Bieber's not going to do it. And then like, Sorry comes out. And I'm like, he did it, Mitch. Yeah, okay. And so with Lil Nas X at one point, I was like, Mitch, he's going to last forever. And you were kind of like, no.
Well,
I
was
not.
Like, you know, it's one song, Greg, far. Like, let's just wait and see.
And I will say there was a bit of faltering, but this the new video really cemented him as an icon.
I think he still has some work to do to become an icon. No, I will give you credit. Like, Justin Bieber was an example when we were younger, and I was like, he is not going to make it through the just.
I was a believer from the get-go. I was a believer from
before
baby.
You have to admit there, and you have like a confirmation bias. There were many other artists that you said that to that you probably don't even know who they are.
I was like, Mitch, you know who's going to freaking kill? Macklemore. Yeah. I'm kidding. The second I heard
like
him
Justice,
be like,
Justice, you'd have been like, this pumps. This is going to be.
Well, Justice, full circle. Justice is who's suing Justin Bieber. True. Maybe they are still famous.
Yeah, they're desperate, girl. They're like, we need the money. We're not relevant
are
anymore.
Are you kidding? No, they're killing it in French clubs, Parisian clubs. I assume so.
Okay, you do not.
There you
know.
Go.
See, this is what Greg.
I hit back with some made up.
So I think so. No, I think Lil Nas X is doing good. I love the video. I actually really like the song. Like, it's always in my head. It's catchy. And
no, what I really like in the song is that, okay, one thing I will say, the song's too short. But I'm not a Gen Z, so I don't get it. I'm like, I like when there's an opus. I like a 10-minute Robin song.
Do you want it to just be longer, or you want it to go somewhere else?
I want it to be longer, because I like it, the one part where he's like, I want to take what you buying, or whatever. And he kind of starts, he like shout sings, very Nicki Minaj, as you know, he loves Nicki Minaj. And I love that part, and I just wanted to come back. Like, I just thought it was short. And I love the video so much, too, that I wish the video was longer, which actually made me think of an important question. I was like, wait, do I wish there was a skip before the video? Because I never want that. Like, whenever that's Lady Gaga true. People start to do that, I was like, I don't know why I don't want, like, oh my God, telephone, too many skits.
Yeah, it's like, stop breaking up the song.
But then
it's
I actually wanted a skit with this one.
Have a skit and set it up, but like, Lady Gaga eventually took it too far, and you're like, I don't want to watch 17 minutes before the music video starts.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't really make sense. Like an arbitrary motorcycle and a cigarette. And I'm like, was that symbolism? I don't know.
It's art, Greg. It's art pop.
Yeah, sorry. Whereas this, I mean, it was just so good.
Yeah, I thought this was a really, really good music video. I love a pop star, and that can like take it to this level. I think it's just like queer iconography.
Yeah, and it's like, it just, now you're mad. I love it. It's just such a good troll. It's so smart. It's like, so now you're mad that he's going to hell and killing the devil.
Yes, it's like, so it's so like, man, we're reclaiming so hell. Us little gays, we're just like, hell belongs to us.
Exactly. And it's like, also, it's like so smart, but it's also showing how simple minded these people are, because yeah. It's like actually relatively simple too. Like, it was like very beautiful and like funny, and it was so cool how hot he was and like his little underwear, but it wasn't like impeccable or anything. Like, it was just like, it was just like him showing a very simple depiction of hell.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and you actually fell for it.
You so much.
You freaking losers.
That's weird.
And I love that about that. You know what I mean? It's like so iconic. And also, we grew up with freaking Eminem.
I know.
Imagine.
This is sad. To have our that. Existence is quite sad, actually.
Oh my God, Lil Nas X. Is like, well, no. No,
I mean, for us growing
be
up,
happy
we
for that.
Didn't. Oh, I'm yeah. so happy for that. Right, I'm saying right. We didn't have really queer icons. That's why we turned to female pop stars, yeah. I think.
There were queer icons, were there? But there's something
of
so,
our generation.
Well, I mean, yeah, like David Ooh. Bowie would have been like considered
not
queer.
Our generation.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like people that we would
I just aged idolized. Myself.
Yeah, you're like Elton John. Like, it's like, yeah, okay, not for us.
I'm like literally a vampire. Like, you don't realize I'm 352. That's so funny. You're right. Oh my God, I'm panicking. I'm like, Christina Aguilera's dirty, made me horny.
It was all women.
Usher like, made me horny.
Was there a single out gay man? It's like, oh, for oh me, it was God, literally God. Clay Aiken. And he wasn't out.
And he wasn't out. And he had to become a politician and then like a senator.
To be like, I'm valid.
To be like, I'm valid, I swear.
It's like, is David Archuleta gay?
No, it's like, that's problematic. Oh, but yeah, even ours, it's like, whenever we'd be like, I think they're gay and hot, they'd be like, problematic because they're not out.
Because if they came out.
Our gay representation was literally like Ryan from High School Musical.
But even he wasn't out.
And that's actually not my generation. I was too old when I was watching yeah. High School Musical.
Okay. If yeah, anyone true, listening true. Oh can God. Tell us a single, in particular gay male, but any just like
but what's
queer
the era?
Person.
It's like when we were in high school, it was like 2006.
Yeah, it's like
oh, no, 2000
when emo was popular. It's like, I guess some, like, it's like Burt McCracken from The Used was like kissed a boy once.
No,
something.
He was a Mormon and like definitely problematic.
Oh, I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying I would get off on the idea that they were like, oh we're yeah. going to kiss boys. But then you made me realize like emo was so
it's
sexist.
Actually so sad. I'd be like, they're going to kiss me and then punch me in the eye. Yeah,
I'm like, I'm okay with it.
And I'm going to be dark and they're like forgotten words they don't talk about. Please. Okay. Wow.
Yes, please let us know if there are queer icons. The year is 2004.
Okay,
that's
fine.
The year yeah, I yeah. when we're in high school, when we would be like able to look at a gay person and be like, that I see myself.
Yeah. I was thinking about how like there was this like CBC movie called Prom Queen.
CBC like, is the Canadian actually, Broadcasting no. Corporation for everyone.
It was it was CTV. Can you name that one?
Oh no, are you kidding? Canadian television? I don't know.
Yeah, like I was like ding ding ding, I think, because if not like that, I'm like I assume. But they had like a prom queen documentary. It was like about like some guy
oh,
who like
yeah.
took another guy to prom to
based
prom
on
in
true story,
Toronto.
Right?
And yeah. I remember being like, that's kind of representation, but watching back, I'm like, actually no way. That movie started with this scene where like kid it was like pan the kids scene. It was one of those or room. Bedroom. You know those like very basic beginning scenes where like you see the room that like sets their,
right.
Their
it's
character.
Like clearly gonna scroll on to them.
Yeah,
at the end.
And yeah. then the, as it says like directed by, it's like his face. But like the all the wall was covered in Celine Dion posters, and like the whole point's like okay, he's obviously like his closet kid, he's gay. And I was obsessed with Celine Dion, and I was not out. And my parents and family were like, we should watch Prom Queen. They were very Canadian. Like this is an important thing. And I sat down, and then it just like panned all these Celine Dion things. I was like, I love Celine Dion.
Were
but
you self-aware?
I'm straight.
Okay.
So I honestly like remember being like. Sweating and like panicking and being like, is this a panic attack? They're just like sitting there smiling like, oh, that's so interesting, that's so weird because I like her because she's hot.
Have you ever asked your parents about that? Like, did they in that moment go like light bulb?
No, because I honestly I honestly think that like it's kind of cool because it's like it actually doesn't mean like anything.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's like you shouldn't assume anything, but it was just like for me as a gay kid is
but
where
for
the tension
you.
Yeah.
There were other signs too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump into what it, oh you
okay, I just want to say that like we've been starting this podcast by being like, if someone randomly was listening, they'd be like, this is unhinged. And then like it happened again.
It's fine.
No, it's fine.
I
just like
it's
laughing.
More fun when it's unhinged. To be honest. Okay. We're just having fun. I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Girls just want to have fun.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool. This never is aired.
Oh, what did we learn this week?
Mine is so not science, so maybe I'll go first because it can I?
Man. I'm so excited to know what it is now.
You know what this is. This week I learned who, let me know if I'm saying this wrong, Kendall Jenner was.
Oh yeah.
Literally the other day.
To be afraid you're gonna mispronounce Kendall.
No, not
Jenner.
Pronounce. I was like, was it Kendall? I don't know.
You're like, and I saw Kendallie Jenner. And I'm like, it's Kendall.
So I am truly not one of those people who would ever like care that someone watches Kardashians. Like, I don't think it's like not beneath me or something, but in that moment you were just laughing so hard when I was like, who is that? It was Harry Styles and her, I guess, on a late night show playing a game, and I was like, oh, this is so fun, like who's that girl? I think, Greg, you were just like, wait, you don't know who that is? I swear I've literally never seen that woman.
No, this is so funny because right before we started this podcast, when Mitch went, so Little Nas X, like it was like, I was like, well, I'm like, we should start with pop culture because I was thinking about how Ariana was on The Voice. I was just like thinking about things I want to talk about as the world like heals a little bit. And then I was just like, that would be really hard for you. Like, you didn't know who Kendall Jenner was.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't do a pop culture.
Like, that's also, like, not a huge... Like, I totally am, like, understand how you might not be able to. It was just funny because it's just, like, just for how long I've, like, looked at this person. And then, like, it's like, I actually never watched Kim with the Kardashians. I'm like, how does one escape this beautiful, famous
model
person? I don't know. It's cool, right? It's rad.
Like, I obviously know who a bunch of the other Kardashians
Yeah, you'd know who Kim was.
But today I looked them up and then I realized there's so many more than I could
okay,
ever
okay, well,
recognize.
Their faces change a lot.
Oh, fair.
That's the thing.
That's maybe when you said, you were like, Kendall Jenner. And I was like, oh, she looks really different then. And you were like, no, it's a different person.
Oh, man, I was also thinking about, like, you did see Kylie Jenner, like, before she had her lips on and was literally 15 once. You know what I mean? And now it's like, Kylie Jenner looked a lot different than what she
Wait, who? What are
like,
talking about?
Yeah, now I'm like, wait, do you even know who Kylie Jenner
that's
is?
That's the Pepsi one, right?
No, that's Kendall Jenner. That's that one.
No, it is not.
It is, but it's a rare time when Kendall Jenner really steps out as the embarrassing like meme.
But I know Kylie's what Kylie Jenner looks like. Then I just reinserted Kylie Jenner into the
okay.
Ad.
No,
are
you?
You're for sure.
You put Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner as giving the Pepsi to the cop.
Yes, that's what I did.
Which is actually so bad. And I kind of look at Kendall and I'm like, you've done well. And I'm actually like, no, that was a fail.
Oh, no.
Wow. But okay, so Kylie is the one who like would be on James Charles. She has the makeup, like maybe saw her on YouTube once, be like, yeah.
Wow, okay, yeah. I guess maybe. I just feel like in that video she was acting so different though. With Harry Styles.
That was Kendall Jenner in
the
video.
One? I can't figure out which ones we're talking about. Okay,
Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
Is the one who was with Harry Styles.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Kylie
so
Jenner.
That's the one who's in the meme, like not a cab, like giving a Pepsi to a cop.
That's what I'm asking.
That's Kendall.
Oh, that's Kendall Jenner.
Yes. Right. Yes. Okay. Kylie is this other person who I'm curious if you've ever seen or not, who's very famous.
I know her. And okay, I looked at her like young face, older face.
Okay.
Like,
and
I know who
so
she
you know
is
Kylie.
For sure.
And you know Kim.
And I know Kim.
Yeah. And you probably don't know Khloe.
Like I had found out them today. But anyway, wow. That's my, what I, you know, mind blown. You can let me know what you learned now, Greg.
It is complicated
it
at the
is.
End of the day. It is.
Like, it's
Dynasty.
Impressive. It's like Game of Thrones where you're like, another character with a K?
That's true. The K of it all. Okay. So what I learned about was about how our noses are so...
Sharp turn.
I'm literally thinking, like, how can I relate this? I'm like, contouring our noses.
Like, yeah.
Did you know? Okay, honestly, contouring your noses. No, people just think of them as this part on their face that maybe they have to contour, like a beauty, something that represents, like, beauty weirdly. Like, no one's, like, those two holes are freaking smelling. And that is so freaking important.
That is really
cool. And really cool. And
That's so weird.
I know. And there's tiny little cilia on all the cells in your nostrils, like in the, like, I was about to say scabby part. But you know when you put your, it's like, I'm like, I pick my nose a lot. Mine's all scabby. Okay.
I'm like, what do you mean?
But you know what I mean? Like, if you put your thing in, you start to go, that's not skin.
Oh, yeah, you're that's like, very
that's
wet.
That's cilia that's and meant like, to, like, yeah, detect things.
Yeah, ew.
So, anyways.
I've never really thought of that before.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it's cool.
That's really cool. Oh, okay, I'm just, like, yeah. I feel freaked up putting my finger up my nose now.
Yeah, get a Q-tip, absolutely blow your mind. I'm kidding.
It's like if just, like, every time I had a butt itch, I stuck my finger up my butt. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, a part of your body that goes to the inside. But I just regularly have to, like, put my finger in it.
And if you notice, if one puts one finger in their nose right now, it's kind of like, oh, the outside of it, you're like, oh, that's not too mucusy. You go back, you go, there's the mucus. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's kind of like
noses are cool.
Really cool. So also on top of that, they can tell. Okay, I have to get this right because it's like I was doing a lot of research. I'm like, this can't be true, but it is. Our noses can distinguish over a trillion different odors.
Okay.
Whereas we can only see in the millions of colors.
Wow.
And hear in the millions of pitches. But you can smell in the trillions of odors. And so you're like, okay, wow. So there's a strong complexity to our ability to smell. Mm-hmm. And so then it was like, mustard, like the smell of mustard, means that there's bonds between nitrogen, carbon, and sulfur. So it can like detect those bonds, and that makes mustard.
And I love the smell of mustard.
And then it's like, okay, so carbon and nitrogen bonds make things smell like metallic and oily, like you know that like kind of
like
thing.
A penny?
Yeah, like a penny, like a penny, or even
or
just like
blood,
or even or blood. And
you
like,
really said that like that kid. Wait, what is that
blood
from? Blood.
It's like the kid being like, blood. And like, when he's like, and he's like cut or something. And the other guy's like,
it's some original like viral video. Right? Okay, you have changed it much like I changed Kendall with Kylie. That is not what that happened.
Yeah, I love it. Blood. Okay, blood is so metallic.
Yes.
Freaks oily me out every and time. Like, you know, I'm the like, weird like canola, like olive, like any cooking oils, when you smell it, you're like, whoa.
Oh, that's kind of
like
actually know.
It's kind of like a deep, like rooty, dark, like.
Yes,
room.
I know what you mean by that. You know what I mean? Right.
Like metallic. It's interesting that it's so. That's carbon and nitrogen bonds. The fish, like the smell of fish, is bonds between nitrogen and hydrogen. Cis-3-hexanol is a specific chemical that smells like cut grass.
Ooh.
Oxane is like the circular one with an oxygen. Like you study it a lot when you do like organic chemistry, and it smells like sweaty mango.
Sweaty mango?
I was reading that. I was like, what is sweaty mango? And they meant like a very ripe, like very smelly mango.
Oh, smelly. Yeah. Not sweaty.
No. Like they described it as that. And I was like, that's weird.
That's cool. We obviously just are not educated
we don't
in
know
mangoes.
This,
should the next episode will be on mangoes.
Yeah, we're from Canada. We only know maple syrup. Oh my God, true. Keep it going. Mangoes is next. And gardamide is another chemical that smells like grapefruit and hot horses.
What?
And so they're just saying like there's all these different like odors. And
as
we kind
in of attractive horses or as in?
As in a freaking stallion with a beautiful muscular lurch.
I wouldn't put it past you. But you
mean, oh my God.
No, I mean, you mean.
Not everyone knows that I make bestiality jokes.
No, I actually didn't mean that.
Oh.
I just meant like I wouldn't put it past you to have called it like hot horses.
Okay, anyways, I just think it's so cool. Like our noses can like detect different chemicals, and these chemicals actually create things. And shout out to shout out. Oh my God.
You shouting out.
I'm literally about to be so lame and bougie. I was about to be like, shout out to Margiela, who makes my favorite fragrance.
Oh, no.
And so
no, but you know what?
Fragrances are cool.
While we were talking, I was thinking about how cool it is to be somebody who works with fragrance.
Fragrance.
Including people who make candles. And what it made me reminded me of is that time we smelled a candle and it was just tomato vine.
Oh my God. That's so similar to this like fragrance thing where they're supposed like, okay, we went to this famous candle shop in LA. Okay, well, kill us now at the end of this part. Okay, So we're in this famous candle shop in LA where I once saw who's like, I'm the stupid kid in Breaking Bad. What's that actor's name?
Oh, he's also Aaron in BoJack. Something?
Yeah, Paul. Aaron Paul.
Maybe.
I saw him going around like buying like hundreds of candles and being like, what a, like I literally watched him because I was stoned and
hundreds?
I was like it was crazy because like obviously these, I was like celebrities are so rich. Yeah. So they walk into these things. I bet he was like having a party and there's the owner there and he's like, oh, so these are like a great one for like a big flame that would go. And then he's like, yeah, he's like 10. Like he was like going around buying and I was like,
Paul?
Yeah, he's buying lots of candles. Like I remember just being like, wow. Anyways, they have so many candles in this big store. And one of them, our friends were like, this is, they were like so cool and like knew this. They're like, this specific brand or whatever has this
tomato vine
candle. And it smelled exactly, it was beautiful.
I love,
I cried.
I'm speechless. Since smelling that, it has also made me appreciate tomato vine smell. I've always kind of like not loved tomatoes as a fruit or a vegetable. Also, I felt so weird saying fruit, but like it is. Everyone also, has seeds.
You're getting into our theme, salads. Everybody clicks for the salad. It's coming.
We're getting there. what was I saying? Oh, just that tomatoes are kind of yucky to me. I've had to train myself to eat them for health reasons.
Wow.
But the vine, I realize, is one of the nicest smells ever.
Yeah, it's
whenever
so
we have tomatoes and there's a vine, because the tomato itself doesn't smell like
it
that.
It smells like a rich summer of like prosper.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I want to be a farmer.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I want to stand still, have roots, and grow. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know.
Tomatoes are quite amazing.
No, what else is amazing? That candle, Mitch, it changed your life. It's
it
like,
did. Why didn't we buy it? I think we didn't buy it because our friends like liked it, and I didn't want to be like, well, I'm getting that.
Oh, yeah. They had done all that. They were like, knew so much. And I'm like, oh, we Aaron Paul it. We'll take 10.
Like, I think honestly, I was like, I would buy it. No, I feel bad they brought us here. And I just didn't want to like get on the excitement of being like, well, we're all so excited for your candles, but I actually got the best one.
Yeah, we're just like, okay, like buying so many. No, okay. We were going to go back, but we escaped for a pandemic. We had talked about it, and we couldn't stop thinking about this tomato vine candle.
Okay.
And we were going to, on our last 2 weeks, buy the candle, including buy like that one lamp that we were like, we'll buy that lamp later. And then we didn't know we had to escape for a full pandemic. So we didn't buy the lamp or the candle.
True. Okay, you're right. Yeah. I actually forgot that's how life went.
I was psyching myself up to bring that lamp home. I'm like, okay, sorry. Because I like never buy things. And then like my friend once saw me, you can like wrap things up and take them on carry on. I was like, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna get around in a bubble wrap.
For
I'm like
months.
Shaking like every time I walk past, I'm gonna get that and nope, never go.
We'll have to go back one day. Okay. 20 minutes in. At least the tomato was kind of a segue to salad. Let's take a little break and then we'll be back to talk about salad. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like something is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from reaching your goals? Or maybe you just want to work on your mental health in the same way that we work on our muscles at the gym, because working on your brain is awesome and important. Well, BetterHelp will assess your personal needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. The counseling is done securely online and is available worldwide with a broad range of expertise available, some which may not always be available locally in many areas, which I think is such an asset to be able to find a therapist that's kind of specialized in what you're looking for. Not only can you schedule weekly video or phone sessions, getting to skip the uncomfortable waiting rooms of traditional therapy, but you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor and get timely and thoughtful responses. BetterHelp lets you change counselors at any time, so you'll always get a great therapeutic match. I also think that's so important. It's something I learned through therapy, that you got to find the right person for you, someone who you connect with and someone who you think gets your issues. And it's BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling with financial aid available. Just head to betterhelp.com/sidenote to get 10% off your first month and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. Again, that's betterhelp.com/sidenote for 10% off your first month. You checking these links out or trying out our sponsors helps our show, so we appreciate it so much.
Study time.
Study time.
Study time.
Study time.
We should have changed it to salad time, salad time, salad time.
Oh! Okay, so Mitch, Mitch, really, like this was brought up because there was passion when it came out.
I have so many feelings brewing up you, right now.
That you don't like salad.
So, okay, I think also you have an unhealthy obsession with salad.
Okay,
so
is that even possible?
I
what's the
don't
health benefits of a salad?
Exactly, but I don't dislike salad. Okay. I am not on here to throw shade on salad.
Okay, interesting.
But I think a salad like once a week is enough. I do not need a salad for lunch and dinner every day.
Imagine we ended this and we were like, we're actually talking about tossing the salad. Greg's a horn dog. I'm less so. Okay, I would say that only wanting a salad once a week counts as not liking salad. That's what I'd say. Second of all. So I think with every meal minus breakfast, a salad, it's just, you know, it's going to give you those nutrients that people are telling you to eat, like us here on this Science and Nutrition podcast. And, you know, I just think it can make you feel sprightly with your day of a bit of like, I did the work. And so I like it there. Yeah, so
then is it not like, I don't like it, but I did the work. You just said the work.
But the love comes through that. You know what I mean? Sometimes joy in life comes from work.
So and that's I'm just talking about the taste.
And I must say, I've been getting good at making salads. Like, I'm like, I've learned the ratio. And I'm like, you got to get a lot of cheese. A lot of cheese. Vegan cheese, whatever you need. Just like something, you know what I mean? And you can add nuts. I put so many nuts and cranberries. Wow, I'm really my granola white person's popping out.
I put so many nuts and crans.
And I put raw oatmeal. But I don't put raw oatmeal. Quinoa, a lot of dressing. So it becomes this like soupy sour mixture of like vegan cheeses and like spinach. And then I also roast vegetables on the weekend that I put in it. And then it's just this cacophony in the mouth. Every lunch for the weekend, I love it. I sound so annoying. No. Like, everyone's like, shut up. Like,
and the fresh veggies of the earth. Again, you make a good salad. I just don't want it every day.
Okay. Fine.
So, no.
I want to go because mine. Okay, fine. Mine's about salad dressing. Which I just
I have a question. Yeah, I'll let you talk about salad dressing. It's like, did you know it's really unhealthy? Or can be. It's like talking
it's
about the health benefits.
Not unhealthy.
Okay. First of all, we need to clarify.
Yes.
What is a salad? What do you think the definition of a salad is?
I start crying.
Do you know? I looked it up.
Wow. I am like, is it the dressing? Because potato salad, it's like a mustardy, oily, vinegary dressing. I think it's kind of that because it's like just a bunch of potatoes. You wouldn't say it would be a salad. It's like, so you know what I mean? I'm like, it can't be just the leafy green, which I thought at first.
Do you want me to just tell you like technically what it is? Colloquially, like people refer to like salad.
They
as
even
salad,
say an asshole's a salad, but, toss a salad.
Oh, true. But this Wikipedia's first words are, a salad is a dish consisting of mixed pieces of food.
Okay, so cereal.
Well, is that mixed?
Yeah. Okay, so, well, I certainly am when I mix three with some granola and blueberries. I make myself a salad.
Is cereal a salad?
Well, wait.
No, you can't pour milk on salad.
Doesn't Lizzo talk about that? It's like the fruit. It's like the salad with just the coconut. Or is she actually talking about cereal? It's nature's cereal, I think, actually. Never mind. She calls it nature's cereal, and like it went big on TikTok, and it's a bunch of these fresh fruits, and then you put this specific coconut water in it, and everyone's like, oh my God, this is so good. And it's like, tastes like cereal. I was like, maybe she was actually saying nature's salad, but no.
I have lost track.
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting because it's like, yeah, you can have pasta salad, potato salad, fruit salad, all different things.
I guess, so
that's what a salad is. It says you sometimes with at least one raw ingredient. That was maybe that's why cereal is not a salad. Okay, go into your study about salads.
Thank you.
Oh my God, were you really just like waiting for me to say that?
Yeah.
You haven't been listening for the last.
Cue me. No, are you kidding? I talked about Lizzo's like nature drink for like 5 minutes. So salad dressing is obviously a very important part of the salad, although we just realize it. From what Mitch said, non-integral. But there's a lot of science about it. So what I was thinking about was making salad dressings, which I've been doing recently. And it's just like a classic sort of grade 11 biology thing to learn about salad dressing, I remembered, because of the oil, the hydrophobic and the hydrophilic aspects of it.
You're right, because you can see it in the salad, right? Dressing.
It's one of the first times, like even as a kid, you'd be like, why are there layers? Yeah. Or something.
Like
you know
bubbles
what I mean?
In there.
Yeah. So it's interesting. So like the vinegary, watery part is hydrophilic. So that means that it's made up of polar molecules so that it have a more negative and a more positive side, like water. So that's polar. And then when something can dissolve in water, it's called hydrophilic. So vinegar is hydrophilic. So like all the like, you know, you can look at your salad dressings, and that's how you know it's like a good, you know, like a good hearty one.
Because there's the mix of it.
Don't you feel like it's like natural? That's like, oh, there's always a thick layer of oil because it's like, this ain't processed. I'll get to that. Actually, that actually is kind of explained with what I say.
Okay.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Okay. Whereas the oil part, that's made of fatty acids. It does not have any polarity to it. It does not mix well with water. It's called hydrophobic. So what happens is you need to emulsify these things when you're cooking or making mayonnaise or making salad dressing. And that's how you get creamy. And this is actually how you get more processed salad dressings that you, like, wouldn't have the layer of oil. Oh. And what they do is they whisk it. So they whisk it so intensely, like they're like industrial whiskers can like whisk it like millions of times so that it splits up all of the fatty acids and the water so that they're mixed more, right? And it's more like you could picture it like almost like frothy or like creamy. And then mayonnaise, for example, you add an egg and what's in the egg yolk is lecithin, which is an emulsifier, which actually binds to the fat and the hydrophilic water, the polar and the nonpolar, because it has a specific thing and brings them like together without having to like mix.
Weird.
And that's how you get a mayonnaise from a mixed like concept of salad
dressing.
And then
it stays that way. It doesn't separate into separate parts.
Yeah.
That's also, like weirdly so cool, Greg.
Yeah. And also, the egg has this these other things in it that make it creamier, which makes all the molecules slow down. So it takes longer for the oil and the water to ever like mix.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, salad dressing is cool. That.
And I also had never really asked myself, why are there really just two categories of salad dressings? Like there are lots of kinds, but I feel like they either fall into the kind where you're like, I see the oil and whatever, or it's creamy.
And now, okay, that's honest. That's the mix of when someone says a vinaigrette versus like another dressing.
Wow.
Yeah, the vinaigrette. So you know what I mean? Like when you're going to pay the big bucks, you're like, I want to see the oil because I want to know that's like processed in an industrial machine.
Is that
machine.
Why? So is a vinaigrette typically like classy?
Well, sorry, that's
fancier.
What I did like with the knowledge. I just like, I was only thinking about it when you mentioned it. And I thought, when I look at salad dressing, it does seem like those really like over, you're like, why the hell is that tiny bottle
maybe,
$20?
Maybe, could you not make your own?
That's true.
At home?
Oh, they are like hand emulsifying that. They are mixing
think
that
of, like,
with
their
own
Caesar
whisk.
Caesar dressing is probably like, in-house Caesar, or are they just using?
But don't you think even a fancy Caesar dressing would maybe almost look more like the oil was separated? It'd be like, you'd be like, that looks like anchovy paste or something.
I actually don't know.
No, you're right.
Really
I don't know.
Want to look
I
at a Caesar salad now?
Yeah. Anyways,
that's so cool. That's great science.
Wow, I'm glad you think that's cool.
But mine is not very sciencey, so I'm glad like you brought that.
I brought the biochem. I brought the grade 11.
Yeah, like, there's definitely people who are
maybe
just like
even
that.
Grade 10 or 9 concept of polarity. To molecules.
We're like, wow, we're amazing science communicators.
You're like, know what I found out? Courtney's not Chloe. I'm like, okay, Mitch, we're talking about science.
Are we a podcast about science? Sorry. I just thought we hadn't talked about that in a long time, like something that wasn't a sciencey thing.
Yeah, true.
For the What'd You Learn This Week. Sorry, for everyone who's watching this video, you did not hear that part. That's only in the audio version.
Subscribe on iTunes. YouTube shuts it off. Subscribe on Apple. They're like, cut. You never see it again.
So I was going to chat a little bit about, I have a lot of things just randomly, facts. And so I'm just going to tell you like one or two
facts. Right. And so, it's just a couple facts. And so
can that be a new catchphrase?
Yeah, go for it. I like it.
So I have some facts and so, and basically, okay.
Or so? Yeah, like it's your own catchphrase.
Oh,
facts
I
or so.
Lost it. a chicken Caesar salad at Chili's. I just found this.
Never been
to Chili's.
Not a Canadian.
With everything on it. Is 1,010 calories.
Okay, I don't know anything about calories. Is that a
76
lot?
Grams of fat. Yeah, that's like more than a Big Mac.
Oh, I always remember hearing these. Oh, I always remember that. You're sitting down, mowing down a Big Mac and in grade 12, and someone goes, you know what? That chicken Caesar is more calories than this. And then you go like, you kind of that moment where you're like, how the hell? And you're like, I guess so.
It's true.
But yeah, I know. You're like, I guess it's pretty creamy and there's chicken fingers on it.
That is crazy though.
Okay, wow.
And wow, versus okay. They have a garden salad. That is 230. So that was just to point out how extremely different salads can be. Like, it could just be a light kind of like, you know, healthy salad versus like a meal salad.
Oh, wow. And know what? When you get into calories, it's an interesting conversation because you're leaving out a lot of nutrition, which I must say when I have my big, big salad at lunch, I'm thinking nutrition. Everyone hates me. Okay, you have to actually inspect the salad to understand that, because there someone will come at you if you have a salad rich in nuts, rich in walnuts, healthy things, rich in spinach and iron and all of these amazing nutrients, and they'll go, you know, that has double the calories as my little hamburger here, and you go, yeah, I know. Okay,
but that
and
wouldn't have eating, double the calories.
It would a salad with like nuts and all and the things that you can make like quinoa and things would. Out surpass the calorie of someone
I
getting a
think so,
yes
Greg.
Mitchell Ryan Moffitt, I'm telling you,
no,
because calories
things.
Are not that it is a caloric way that you talk about energy, and something like nuts has such a high calorie.
I'm
just
saying it doesn't.
We are fighting about salad. That was the point of this. We're fighting about salad.
No, we can agree to disagree. I just think that like when it's mostly veggies, like you're not going to get to the same calorie count. It's like a burger that's made of fat and so dense.
I'm not talking about ones with veggie. I'm talking about like you have to be careful when someone goes up to you and starts to be like, that salad's when you're like, but it's actually rich in so many nutrients, even though
sure, you're right. Even sometimes more. I see what you're saying.
Okay,
right.
We're still fighting about salad.
Fight with you. where were we?
Chili's.
Okay. I'm gonna get to kale because I was thinking about kale.
I was too.
Just like, what did that exist when we were growing up?
Was literally thinking about this when I was like doing like figuring out like studies about salad, which is a weird thing to like look up and like study. And I was getting into it and I was getting into kale and I was like, I swear to God.
There was like a year.
It was like 2009 and like some random white person probably was like, kale's it. And then everyone just was like, kale's it.
And then you're like, and wait. I was like, I've never heard of kale.
And also like, it's all like I walk around, I'm like, it's like the weird hardy vegetable that like grows like into December.
And
like,
also people can grow it and like, we'll just have it like a plant in their front garden.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, when it's like, yeah, it's like hardy. It's like, no wonder it's not that like everyone was like, it's so good for you. And like ripping their teeth. Like, okay. Once early kale days, I didn't know what to do with kale. Do you remember early kale? And I took the big bushel and just like chopped it like it was pre-washed lettuce, made a quote unquote kale salad for my roommates. And Sarah, one of our roommates, pulled a full, like, I don't know, I would say like an inch and a half sized moth out of her salad and was like, Greg, I think you're supposed to wash kale. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, true. Like maybe you should wash kale. I don't know, when it showed up as a bush. I just started chopping and I put dressing and I emulsified my dressing and I thought it would be enough. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
And I was like was eating gross. It like raw, like, well, I'm supposed to save my life. Like, wow.
So to give you some facts about it, it has been cultivated around the globe for thousands of years. So it's not like a trendy new plant in and of itself.
Is it new for like white people in North America?
So basically, so the actual peak of kale popularity is 2014.
Okay.
Which is not that long ago, actually.
Oh, sorry, I said 2009. I think I might have been early kale.
It may have been early. Okay, so there's a rumor that before 2012, the largest buyer of kale was Pizza Hut because they used it as decorations on the salad bar.
Shut up.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like, it does have fake plant vibes.
Yeah, and it's like so hardy. They
it's
probably
so hard,
don't have to change it. Like.
Before kale, people would be like, oh, wow, fake plants. And like touch it and be like, wow, they don't have real plants. They're like, no, we actually spend a lot on those really hardy plants.
Oh my gosh. And it's just like so crazy. They would use kale and then just throw it out.
I can't believe that it was a decoration. And then it became the like thing that they probably had to start being like, wow, we're putting our decorations on our pizza now. Because like every like white person was like, where's your kale and white sauce one on wheat?
Okay. So beef prior to this, spinach was always America's favorite green. But at the point of 2014 is when kale takes over.
Oh my God. Spinach is crying right now. I was like, who the fuck is kale?
I know. It's like spinach
kale
is still really healthy.
Honestly just showed up. That is so sad. That is, well, it's not that sad. No, what? Well, kale, vegetables, like celebrities, as you were saying earlier, they just come and they go and they're our fans.
And guess what? Kale's fading out and spinach is more popular.
Oh my God.
So
spinach is so
here we are. So kale is currently at less than half the popularity of when it was in 2014.
You bet it is.
And 8 million fewer pounds of kale. I love how we're like mad at kale.
Well, no, I just mean it's
we're like, by the way, also kale's failing, and so we can all be happy.
Yeah, it's like, are you kidding? It's like we make energy by having to like eat other things. This thing makes it with the sun's energy. It is more evolved than we
beautiful
are.
Plant.
And I know people might come at me by saying that plants are more evolved than humans, but you know what? That's what I think.
Okay. 8 million fewer pounds of kale were sold in America in 2017 than in 2016.
Wow.
A 6% drop. And let's see what else I have here about kale. Spinach sales volume went up nearly 4% in that same period. And Brussels sprouts saw 19%.
Yeah, I've never given up on Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, those I feel like those have been staples and they come in and out of vogue. But now it is just interesting to see because I do remember being like, I've never heard of kale. Why are we suddenly like everyone's eating kale?
Yeah.
I thought it must have been some like something that didn't ever grow in North America.
I'm so annoying because I'm just like thinking about Brussels sprouts and even kale and like, I am so the person who is like, everyone's like, oh, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, my brush, but they taste bad. Like, literally, my parents would be like, Greg, that's good for you. And I'd be like, oh, thank God. And then I'd like eat the, you know what I mean? I'd be like, I don't give a shit about the taste.
You wouldn't care about
because,
taste.
Because, like, I was like, I don't know. I was like, already my brain
taught me that.
Was like, don't die. You know what I mean? Like, or like, no, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's like when people were like, kale's in, and I just like read a couple random studies about like the chemicals literally in kale, and they're like, yeah, it's anti-stomach cancer vibes. I'm like, okay, well, obviously, I'm gonna like take it like a pill.
Yeah.
And so then I just mean, like, I feel like you're Brussels so sprouts, I never gave up on. Like, the second my parents were like, hey, kids, Brussels sprouts. And I was like, yeah, I know every other kid's like, bleh, patooey. I was like,
you
nope,
were into it. That is so part of your personality. Like, you kind of use food, you like utilitarian. Or is that the right word? Or is like, what is the word? Like you,
that is the right word to me, but I don't know that much about that.
No, I'm trying to think of another
so
word.
So bad at writing things because I don't.
Yeah, it's like we don't. Have
I have science and art degree. I'm like, I can't it's like write. We can't write. I literally don't we know past tenses.
No thesaurus in my brain. Yeah. But basically, I
utilitarian. Like, I say yes to.
Okay, but I'm like that's
utilitarian.
Oh, and I'm like, is that totalitarian?
Yeah, like, now I'm like, we just get canceled.
I'm like, Greg is totalitarian.
Oh my God. Wait, we have to do an episode on the monarchy is what another one people have asked about.
Okay.
And I'm saving my story for that, but I once really screwed up the concept of anti-monarchy. And I said the wrong thing in a context and I'll tell it.
Where were we?
You were talking about how like I eat you.
Right. Okay. So you use food.
I disagree with, but
as just it's kind of like the people who eat Soylent. It's like because it's like food is a function, not a art or not,
okay.
Which I think you can.
But that's not
you step away from it when you want. So yeah, okay, when you're gonna have a nice dinner, you're gonna order out. Like you do appreciate the taste of food.
Okay,
but in your day to day, your
me,
breakfast.
Like, trying so hard to like save myself. I'm like, okay, yeah. Like
your
I
breakfast,
sometimes
lunch,
it, right?
And dinner, if you're making it, is to be as healthy as possible.
Interesting.
Okay, whether
then,
it's a salad.
But
or
then
not.
I'm like, okay. I know. I admit from the beginning of this podcast, I have admit that I am so annoying. But it's like, okay. But it's like, I kind of like, I this is also even more annoying to be like, I don't understand how people like when I get up in the morning, it's like there's a I don't know what came first, chicken or the egg. I'm like, if I don't eat something like that, I'm going to feel so awful that I actually don't even like the taste of those delicious quintessential morning things. Do you know what I mean? There's something like that makes me sick about the morning eating something like that. Whereas then
something delicious.
I'm just like trying to defend. Like, I'm like, I know that you're right. Like, I eat things in the morning like
do they
cottage
make you feel gross?
Cheese and like blueberries, and I like love it.
Yeah.
And like all brand buds and like soy milk, and I love it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I know that's so weird, but part of it is just the
you're like, you actually
I don't
like the
know.
Taste more.
Yes, I do, but then I'm like, but
like a yummy omelet.
I know, but I don't know where starts and stops the like.
Right. It's like, probably it self perpetuates because if you're thinking it's about weird. Health, you're telling yourself, I should like this. And there might be a point where your body's like, okay, I actually do really like it because it makes me feel good. Then I'm being positive. And then maybe your taste buds are like, I actually crave this now because it's what I want.
But and it's weird things like with salad. And I'm using this as an example, like these breakfasts. It's like, but I still eat so many other things. And it's like these, they're just like these weird staples. Like, and I know you're like, you see me just like chop a pepper and just like munch a pepper or eat a tomato like an orange. And you're like, this is insane. mean? But like sometimes those things through the day are like what I need on top of my other things, just to know.
I realize what my salad is.
That I'm like safe.
I know that. And for me, when I make food, it's like stews. And I realize they're both everything in one pot. Throw all the healthy stuff you want.
Mix, but nothing raw. Know what? Sometimes you put a raw little herb on top. Boom, it's a salad.
So a stew is a salad.
A stew is a salad.
Do you know what I mean? Like you, I feel like you don't love hot. Like for me, a stew is like the salad.
Yeah,
version.
That's really interesting.
And I'm like, I'm eating it because it's healthy. Think that. Yeah, it's yummy and it's and I
full
love warm
of nutrients.
Food. I love where salads are cold food. Yeah. Oh my god, it's just because I love warm food.
Yeah, actually, salads are way better in the summer. Salads in the winter are a little bit like, yeah, that's not right. Because we shouldn't have fresh greens in the winter when we're in Canada. True. It's like this should be like a pickled radish
potato.
Salad. Yeah.
There was a few more things I was going to bring up. There was one other tiny study I'll mention, because I thought it was interesting, not specifically to do with salads, but, they had done this big study on what happens when we list calorie displays in like restaurants. Mm-hmm. So, you know how there was maybe a few years ago, places like McDonald's had to start displaying calories
in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that happened maybe in America now too, but at some point that's,
oh, it's America. It's definitely state by state.
Oh, that's
or Kansas, they're saying, yeah, I gotta put calories on.
So if that's not true for everyone here, like when you go to a McDonald's here, it has to label how many calories are in all their items on their menu. Yeah. That's not the true.
I remember everyone's freaking out about the McDonald's menu when that happened.
Why?
Just remember like when that like law passed and like we regulated that. It was like just going to McDonald's like,
and being like,
no one could stop. Oh
it's
my
true,
God.
Because it was every fast food place.
The nuggets are less than what? And everyone's just like going over it. No, that's the classic salad
that's
thing.
That's so true.
They're like, oh, what the chicken Caesars?
That was a big moment. I'm actually so curious about other, whether it be countries or even states and provinces. Like, was that, how localized was that to us? Because I'm pretty sure when I was in Australia, they had that as well. So maybe it was just local.
And I also like people, fast food is just like so funny when you go to fast food in America and they give you those like drinks that are like buckets.
Oh, and yeah, for everyone who's not Canadian or American, if you order a large in Canada and in America at like a McDonald's or whatever, they are completely different sizes.
I remember.
In America, it is like actually a bucket. So there's times when like you get a pop. And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll have a large. And it's literally like this.
Yeah, you're like at the movie theater, like, well, do I have to do two trips? Like, how am I actually supposed to carry this? To
it's
the
crazy.
And then, okay.
Same with fries.
I remember when I was growing up, like my, I had this moment when I forget, I think we were like driving to Florida or something like that. And like I went to a fast food place, which my family, like we never really would stop for fast food. So obviously something was going up. And it was like, I finally got to have this fast food in America, like at the end of the trip. And I didn't know there, if I said iced tea, I would just get tea that was
cold.
You have to say sweet tea. So I was like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, I'm finally getting fast food. I'm like, and I'll have a large iced tea. And then they handed me this like bucket of like this, the biggest like thing. It had like a bottom that was like thin and then like got fatter in the middle and then it got like fatter.
It's like, am I at the Super Bowl? Like, what is
that? And like a red top that I was like, could I use that as like a helmet later? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like when you go to the movies and you get an actual bucket.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wait, this also is not necessary. Have we not talked about plastic? Anyway, so I'm just like, there's so much at stake here, this giant plastic thing that my dad, it was probably like, are you kidding me? Like, that's the side. Like, you know what I mean? There's shame involved. I sip. It's literal tea. I'm like,
chilled
there's
tea.
No sugar. And then I started to like almost like cry because I was like, this is like such a big deal to me. And like,
oh
how?
God.
And it was like the
biggest.
It was like the biggest pop I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
So, anyways, I was just like, wow.
My chest hurts.
Yeah. I remember like my dad was like, you should just go ask for some sugar and put it in. Like tea and sugar.
Oh, okay. So. Anyway, back to salads. Back to calorie count. So that was a big moment when the calories came on screen. What I was going to say is they did this big study on people where they would show them images with or with calories and see what happened. And they actually were taking fMRIs of their brain to see, like, is there a difference? And what they realized was that when food images were with calories, the brain decreased activation of the reward system and it increased activation in the control system. In other words, foods that might otherwise be inclined that you might eat become less desirable, like even subconsciously. So once you see calories, like your brain does something. I just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah,
and then
really
that is probably why that these studies probably actually helped
suggest why that had to happen.
There's a new like thing that's happening a lot in Nature magazine about the UK because they're about to pass, or they're doing a lot of science, and it's going to maybe lead to regulation where you cannot advertise fast food anymore at all on television or YouTube or anything.
Really? Wait, what's where is that happening?
It's studies and research coming out of a lot of universities in the UK who are now like getting power and lobbying power to like, it might happen because their argument is about all the health. It's like almost like the metaphor, because we have to go, the simple metaphor is smoking. Like you can't advertise for smoking in Canada. We can show
it's bad enough for your health.
The calorie thing is a similar thing. Those studies would have figured out these things with fMRIs. Yeah, and like it's smart like, to help our systems.
Totally. And I was going to say, just like, obviously calories aren't the only thing that matters. And that's like a bigger conversation but it's a way of about health.
Yes, for
but
sure.
But it's
for
like
sure.
these it places, it's like those foods, people, like we don't realize how much fat is in them, how many things that are like not like processed or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and honestly, like even talking it puts strains on the healthcare systems, which are publicly funded in places like Canada and the UK. Sorry, America, there's less incentive for these regulations because your healthcare system relies on you guys getting sick. It's a more existential thing to think about, like, but that's like my like socialist like thing coming out.
Okay. Well, either way, that is so funny to me that that was such a moment you remembered.
Yeah.
And I kind of blocked that, but that felt very relatable where everyone was talking about it.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to win or lose the salads.
Well, yeah. Let's like just, what's your final state? Okay. Like we never, finals, I need a little, we need a little bit more debate here. Just because I'm like, I want to understand the point of, do you think I don't like salads?
No. It's like just these moments.
What do I like?
It's these moments when, you like a salad. You're like that. You're like, oh, I like a salad. But it's like, it's always with the thing you want.
Here's my question. At a restaurant, would you ever order the salad?
Okay, so no. But what I would do is a sandwich with a salad kind of thing.
Like a side salad.
I would never order just a salad. I'm actually like, yeah, there you go. I don't love salad.
See?
Unless it's like, sometimes you're like in New York and everyone's like obsessed with productivity and you like show up in New York and it's like chaos. And you end up, and then everyone's just like, well, like this is usually for work. Like, well, we have a meeting at 4:00. Like, you've got to get it chopped. Or like something happens where I'm like, all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, I'm ordering salads. Cause there's like these weird, like places that like give energy to like people. Like,
yeah. It's just like nutrient.
And then
efficiency.
It makes me feel less bad. Usually it's like on longer, maybe like business type of trips where you've eaten like a lot of weird meals.
Right.
That I'll then order a salad, but it's
to
like,
feel good.
It's like always like through some weird capitalist thing that took over my brain. Like,
yes. It's trendy. And
if I'm ever at a restaurant, I'm like, this is a treat. Like I'm gonna like never just order a salad, but like there's gonna be a salad there to make sure I don't like feel bad. So sick.
Right. That's interesting.
Does that make sense?
I would only ever order a side salad that is like a Caesar, like a yummy. Like I would never get a garden salad for a side salad on purpose.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
Because I'm like, that's just iceberg lettuce or whatever.
Yeah, I know. That is so frustrating when you order salad.
You're like, why was that thing worth $15? And also my burger was worth the same amount. Yeah. I don't need a burger anymore. But I'm just saying when you realize like lettuce is nothing.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know when you like heat lettuce in a stew and you're just, or like spinach and you're just like, it disappears. You're like, there was literally so much of this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's so
you true. Realize it just takes up so much space.
There's so much weird stuff though in LA. Like I'm just thinking like, remember when we went to LA and then we go to that like weird like cafe like near like no, the one was the one.
What?
It was like rainforest. What was it called? It was like, it was in like the West Hollywood. Yeah. Like that, like we would always end up there and like they'd have like green umbrellas. It was always so busy.
The famous restaurant?
Well, it was like kind of always, people were like, honey, like sometimes Kendall Jenner.
Yeah,
like,
and,
like,
yeah.
Everyone is like kind of looking like they're trying to be, like they're all like dressed in athleisure and like eating big salads and have sunglasses. So everyone's like, is that? Like they all just like look like it.
So
do you know what I'm talking about? We would go there all the time and we would eat salads. We literally would do that and like have a meeting.
Yeah.
So like we do in LA.
I'd say the only good thing about a salad is if I have a problem where I can't not eat if there's food in front of me. But if I really knew I didn't want to feel like kind of gross after, like if I had an event or something immediately after, I might choose a salad because I would know eating something heavy would just make me feel so full.
Okay. So the answer to your question about what your actual relationship with salad is that in our little home life where there's, you know, we're all in full control, like it's not like we're on a trip. I'll be like, oh my God, it's lunch. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I have my veggies and I make a salad. And you'll just be like, oh, forgot. No.
Yeah. I just am like, I can't keep eating
I'll
the
be
same.
Like, I'll be like, bitch, you want me to make a salad? And you're like,
be,
no.
To be fair, it's also like, it's kind of the same. All like, you can only, I feel like salads can only have so much variety. That's so you, why.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas like hot meals, you can have so many different textures and tastes that a salad to me becomes so repetitive, even if I change the dressing. Mm. I can do it. And sometimes we do it like days in a row.
Sometimes we do it.
But sometimes I do it. But then eventually I'm like, I need a different thing in my mouth.
Okay, interesting.
And you know what that is.
What is it actually, though?
I was making a joke about dicks.
No, I know. I know that. I know that. Imagine. Dickies? No, I know that. I'm like, what is it, though, that you like want at lunch? And on those, I never even look. Okay. I'm like, well, what's it make of?
I think I just have such a savory mouth.
Yeah.
That it's like, I would, even for breakfast, I love eggs. For lunch, okay, I'd love a stew egg. And like salty and savory. Yeah. Whereas a salad.
So you make yourself like an egg sandwich. Like, what are the things you do when I'm offering salads and I walk away from my salad? And like,
yeah, like, I would way more be likely to make a bowl, which I guess you could call a salad. But
I feel like sometimes you're like, oh my God, I didn't eat lunch. And I'm like, literally like, okay, well, yeah, I offered to make you a salad with me, but like, you no, should because, still figure
okay,
it out.
That's a problem for me. Okay, here's what happens. Here's what happens.
Okay, this is insane. We like are now is like, okay,
that's fine.
Okay,
it's just an episode of
people
our
are just like just like them like dropping whatever, like washing dishes with their mouths open. Like, what is happening?
Or if you chose to show a friend this episode for the first time and they're like, these people are insane.
Wait, this is the first time we record on Thursday night. Maybe it's a Thursday night energy.
Maybe.
We need to be more down to earth on a Friday.
I was talking about
what?
But I was going to try and finish the sentence earlier and you interrupted me.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, but I forget what it was now. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Wait, it was about salad.
It was about salad.
Oh, it was like what you actually, and then you're like, I forget to eat.
Oh, it was just like, yeah, I forget to eat because all the kinds of meals I want to make are hot and savory and take more time. Salads are also really efficient to make, but everything I'm craving takes me like an hour to make. So then I kind of am like, I keep pushing it later and later, and then it's 5 o'clock
and
I'm like,
God,
I didn't
Mitch,
eat lunch.
That is so your disease.
Because even
so
like
true.
If I want to.
And then I'm like, yeah, I don't. Okay, now I'm completely switching my time. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, maybe I don't want a salad either, but it's all we can make in this moment. But no, I always think there's another thing I always go to is like a simple sandwich. Or a soup. You heat up a soup.
Oh, I love a soup.
But sometimes you do like, you forget the soup's an option and you just push it off because you're like, I got to make a soup from scratch.
Oh, but maybe. Exactly.
Inside of me, I'm like,
I end up
or just open that
scratch.
Can of soup.
I never think we have cans of soup.
We like literally, and that's what I mean. I'm like, he's like, oh God, I got to make a butternut squash.
You know what
scratch.
It is about cans of soup? The cans
lunch.
Of soup are like, for some reason, like literal emergency food to me. So it's like when I am desperate, I'll turn to a can. But then I never let myself do it because
so
I'm
then
like,
you starve.
Like
you're like, you're like, oh, I'm gonna faint. I'll only eat the can when I'm desperate, though.
All in the, yeah, I'm like,
I'm like, you should have had it. You seem desperate, Mitch.
That's because by then it's 4 or 5, and I'm like, I guess I'll just wait for dinner.
Okay, I'm saying we need to wrap this up. This is crazy.
All right, end result. I think salads are out of 10. What do you rate them?
Okay, fine. Like, honestly, like, this is really your patch that started with you not liking it. There's a simple 7.5.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and I'm like a 3.5.
Okay, wow. Yeah, okay, there. There's the passion.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for, if you made it this far.
So subscribe to ASAP Science on Instagram, and that's where you'll actually, like, someone wrote this on Instagram. That's like,
oh, yeah. Like, yeah. You can DM
actually,
us
maybe even
I
more
never
personal.
Look at those, but I can try.
I will watch me PLZ is maybe where this was. But either way, I will.
Someone, yeah. Like, point, yeah, give us ideas.
They were like, you mentioned
topics.
Salad. You have to do salads. This one's for you.
Oh, yeah. This was literally dedicated to that person.
Oh,
you should have got their name.
Yeah, no, I will. I'll find you. And if not, message again.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Hashtag Silent Podcast. Otherwise, if you want to talk about it. And we will
see you next week.
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.